The Israeli military is intensifying its aerial bombardment of Gaza, defying warnings from world leaders. The United Nations says 4,000 Palestinians have now sought shelter from the attacks, and the Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli airstrikes have killed 172 people and injured more than 1,200. The hundreds of rockets which Hamas has fired into Israel from Gaza have not killed any Israelis. Frantic diplomatic efforts are underway in Europe and at the UN, where the Secretary-General is calling on the Israeli government to scrap its plans for a ground offensive involving 20,000 troops. Alison Caldwell has the latest.
Sirens rang out over Tel Aviv on Sunday as Israel's Iron Dome defence system intercepted another rocket, which was flying towards the city from the Gaza Strip. Residents took cover behind a wall as the rocket was destroyed overhead. In Jerusalem, the Israeli Defence Force revealed that special forces had been deployed in Gaza the night before in what spokesman Peter Lerner described as a brief incursion.
Special forces operate in small cells. They go in, they do a quick incursion, do their operation, do their mission, complete that, and they're out. What happened last night, we carried out activities against substantial rocket, long-range rocket infrastructure on the coast. We were successful in our mission. There was engagement with Hamas terrorists.
The Israeli military is targeting Hamas's rocket-launching infrastructure and warning local residents in Gaza's north about incoming assaults by dropping leaflets. The area is home to at least 100,000 people. The IDF's Peter Lerner says it will be a short and temporary campaign.
Specifically, we are targeting the infrastructure, the rocket launchers, the leadership of these terrorist cells, the people that are carrying out these crimes, this indiscriminate rocket fire against the State of Israel.
Meanwhile, in Gaza City, emotions were running high as people buried 17 family members who were killed in an Israeli strike on the local Palestinian police chief's home. The police chief was wounded, and members of his extended family were among the dead. 45 people were injured. A nearby mosque was also damaged. Speaking to Al Jazeera, Gaza Health Ministry spokesman Ashraf Al-Qadir said Taizi Al-Batsha's house was deliberately targeted.
It's a new massacre being committed against our people in the Gaza Strip. This time the target was the house of the Al-Batsha family. The house is nearby Al-Harmin Mosque in Al-Tofa area. People were trying to get out of the mosque after they finished Ramadan night prayers, but suddenly they saw the house under intensive shelling.
Israel has launched more than 1,300 airstrikes since this latest offensive began, while Hamas has launched more than 800 rockets from Gaza into Israel. Israel is accusing Hamas of using Gaza's civilians as human shields. The president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, is calling on the UN to protect Palestinian territories and people.
We want a speedy response because the situation has become unbearable, because the Israeli offensive is relentless day and night, because of the hundreds of dead, thousands of injured, and enormous destruction. We ask this and hope that the Secretary-General considers it and responds quickly.
In a written statement, the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon said he was very worried about the situation and called on Israel to scrap plans for a ground offensive. In Austria, European leaders met to discuss Iran's nuclear program, but they all expressed concerns for Gaza and Israel. British Foreign Secretary William Hague.
We want to see urgently an end to the violence and a restoration of the ceasefire of November 2012. We will all be working on that over the coming days.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rebuffed the international calls for a ceasefire in a series of television interviews, including this one with CBS Television.
Our mission is to restore a sustainable quiet, sustainable security to our people by seriously degrading Hamas and other terrorist groups' capabilities in Gaza. I think we're proceeding there. We'll continue until that goal is achieved.
Islamic Jihad is one of the groups firing rockets from Gaza into southern Israel. Spokesman Ramadan Abdullah Shallah says Egypt should broker a ceasefire.
I don't think there is any international or Arab mediation effort that can succeed without the presence of the Egyptians. That is why we call on the Egyptian authorities to consider what is right for the Palestinians and obviously what is right for the Egyptians, based on relations, history, and brotherhood.
And now there are signs the tensions are beginning to spread throughout the region. Early this morning, Israeli forces shelled southern Lebanon in response to a cross-border rocket attack. A spokeswoman for Israel's army said it immediately responded with artillery fire towards the source of the fire from Lebanon, where security sources confirmed the Israeli shelling.
Alison Caldwell.